Hello everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio, with your host, Scorpio Queen. Today's episode, this is another update on bitch Lamar Whitehead. So basically, a couple of months ago, Lamar Whitehead was being sued for basically taking over a church that he has no jurisdiction in. He has no right being in that church. Now, a couple of months ago, I want to say probably around August, if I'm not mistaken, he was actually served, and it was somebody recorded it. He was actually served an eviction notice for the church building. So, the name of the church who actually owns that building is Glory of God Ministries, which is a non-denominational church. Right, so basically what he did was, he thought he was slick because he actually went and he filed bankruptcy, and he was also trying to oust the Glory of God from the Foster Avenue premises. So he was basically trying to get the members of the Glory of God Ministries out of that church, even though he does not even legally own it, right? So the debtor, meaning Lamar Whitehead, first brought a motion to eject Glory of God from the premises, and after losing, he lost that case, engaged in an illegal lockout. So once he lost that first case, he literally went and changed the locks on the door and threw the locks. So ever since then, the pastor of Glory of God Ministries and the members of the church have not been able to get access into the church. Now, they have been having services every Sunday and also on Wednesdays. And then also on the weekends, the church would actually run a food pantry where people who are in need of food, they can get food from them. This was a program that they had. So basically what Lamar Whitehead also did was, and he thought he was slick by doing it, he thought if he filed bankruptcy that would keep the church from even continuing to pursue him getting removed out of that church. So basically this type of court case that's going on, it's an order to show cause. So basically what that means is that Bishop Lamar Whitehead has to prove that he owns that church building. And technically, he does not have any proof that he owns that building. Now, Glory of God Ministries, the pastor of that church, he has proof of everything that will show that he literally owns that building. He's been in that building for years. Like I said, his church, he's got over 200 members in his church. So, you know, he's been in that building for a while, probably a couple of years. And for Lamar Whitehead to do what he is doing, something is seriously wrong with him. He is a sick individual. Apparently, he's been scamming his whole life. Okay? He has to go back to court tomorrow, actually, on this case. So as soon as I get more updates on this, I'm definitely going to be coming back and letting you guys know. Now, here is another thing. I actually was listening to a podcast called The Gift and the Curse, and the sister, the daughter, the youngest daughter of Arthur Miller, she came on and she basically confirmed that Lamar Whitehead is not even related to her. Now, that he was offered to get a DNA test done to kind of prove that he is related to them, but he declined it. And so, basically, to me anyway, by him declining to take the DNA test, I believe that he was lying all along anyway. He was never related to him. And plus, when Arthur Miller, may he rest in peace, when Arthur Miller was killed by the NYPD police officers in New York, Lamar Whitehead was about 6 months old. So he never even knew this man. at all. And this man was actually married. So this story about what Lamar Whitehead used when he went live after he was so-called robbed in his church. Well, he just used the story of Arthur Miller as an emotional manipulation tactic. He wanted everybody to feel bad for him. He also wanted to talk bad about the NYPD police officers. Now, you know, there are some bad police officers, but there are also good police officers. But to use a man that you don't even know, that you've probably never seen in your life, because again, he was only six weeks old when Arthur Miller was brutally murdered by the NYPD police officers. It's despicable. And then the fact that Mayor Eric Adams was literally trying to get Lamar Whitehead and the Millers to call it a truce. Like, are you really serious? Like, he literally believes that Whitehead is related to Arthur Miller and did not even want to know the truth about the whole thing. And that's sad. It's really sad as a mayor allowing that to happen. But anyway, after Lola Miller did that interview, Lamar Whitehead, he actually went on Facebook and Instagram and he literally badmouthed this woman because he didn't like the fact that she told the truth. The only reason why he tried to attach himself to the Millers is because there was a settlement that they received and he wanted them to give him money to buy a Toyota, a car. So he basically was trying to use them and scam them out of money that he's not even entitled to, because nobody knows whether or not he is related to the Millers. And it's really, really crazy that the way his mind is set up just to go around scamming people, because that's all he's been doing his whole life, is scamming people. Again, I'm going to come back tomorrow and give you more updates on the court case, since he has to go to court tomorrow morning. I hope he doesn't try to speak for himself, because he's already gonna fail anyway because he doesn't have any proof that he owns the church. But he's gonna look even more crazy trying to defend himself by himself instead of having a lawyer present with him, right? But anyway, stay tuned tomorrow and I will be back to give you an update. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye for now.